This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. We're going to start up with some Bucks basketball. We're getting to all of that conversation. Gary Ellerson is here for Badger and Packer running back. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer riding shotgun. It's Friday. No corporate khakis today. You can join us at 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, the Fan. We're going to talk a lot of Bucks. We're going to talk some Green Bay Packers football. But first, Gary Ellerson comes in, ranting and raving, ready to rock and roll, says, I got a story to tell. Get on in here and tell this story. My bad, man. You're on your new mic. Okay.
I hate technology. For example, this is how it starts. I'm in Miami at the Super Bowl, right? And I forgot to pay my rent. So I call the people at the place where I'm staying. Oh, yeah, just go online. Just go online.
You can just pay it right through your phone.
They're online. Just You go right in there, Gary. You got your password. We got you signed all up. Just go in there, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
So what's
just
the issue?
Just that easy. Yeah, yeah. Huh?
What's the issue?
It never works.
I mean, it never works. You don't know how to pay stuff online?
It didn't work. I couldn't pay it. It didn't work. And I called. I'm wasting a half hour of sunshine inside trying to figure out how to log on, get onto this site, so I can pay my rent.
So old.
I said, why don't you just, listen, I'm good. I'm good for it. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. Just, I'll be back Tuesday.
You'll have it in
full. I'll get it. I know. Well, we got it.
You know, I'm really sorry, Mr. Ellerson, but that exactly doesn't work.
Right.
There is
a late fee.
$150.
You talking to me. I'm talking to you. We on the site. I'm trying to pay you the money. You know I'm trying to pay you the money. Okay. I shouldn't be charged a late fee when you know you can't get your site to work and I can't get in. Well, we have experienced some problems with it. Okay, then.
Yeah, you never admit that.
Okay,
never
then.
Admit that. Never admit that as the talk line.
Okay.
You say you're the only person that can't log
okay,
in. That's
then.
Why we're getting the late fee. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you got
so,
a case.
So she came around. So I went in on Tuesday, like I said, wrote my check. So I'm working out today at the facility where I live.
Uh-oh.
And so I got to re-up. So, and they've been emailing me, Gary, you need to come in and sign. So I go in, I work out, and as I get done working out, I'm going to go in, I'm going to sign, I'm going to re-up. She goes, well, you know, I sent you an email, and I'm glad you came in, and blah, blah, blah. I said, you know what? I want to do it on the email. Why don't we just do it together? Because I know it's not going to be as easy as you said it's going to be.
Sure. You know that there's going to be something that's going to come in here.
It just never worked that way for me. I never. So she pulls it up. She's got the little pad. Then she flips the pad around to me, and she has me put in all my code, put in my number. And I hit go or whatever, start or whatever, and it's circling. And she goes, we've never really had that before. And it's just circling. And she goes, I don't know why. She goes, let's just redo it again. And then that's when I'm losing it.
Now the blood is boiling.
I'm sweating. I'm already sweating a little bit, but now I'm
but
really
now you're
sweating.
Really beaten up.
Now I'm really sweating.
You can tell.
And she can sense that I'm sweating more than when I came in with, because now I'm getting frustrated. Then you know what she says? let's just try my computer. So she got all these computer screens like you got, Billy.
Sure.
So she flips her computer around.
Let's swing it over here.
She's swinging around. So now we go, let's do it together, she says. I go, okay, let's do it together. So she's got the mouse, and she's clicking, and I'm telling everything, blah, 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 blah. Because we got the real computer. We're plugged in. We don't have one of these little iPads there. Uh-huh. Now we're wired in. Then she gets to the start or enter or whatever. Click. Circling.
Still spinning. Circling. The spinny wheel of death is what millennials call it.
And then you know
it.
What I said? Do you just have a piece of paper for me to sign?
Oh, he said, can I just do this in paper?
Yeah. Well, they really want us to do it on a computer.
Then it's right into the database. They
really
can have access
to
it.
This is how they want us
it's
to
through
do
the
it.
Server. Anybody can get their information right away.
We don't want to use the paper. You know, we're trying to be conscious. I don't know, the green stuff.
Well, economic,
you know,
yeah.
You know, we want to
got to be friendly to the environment.
They really want us to do this. Okay, all right, okay, fine. How long you want to sit here? We watch this thing circle around right here because I got to go. Do you have a printout I can just sign? So I humored her. I sat there. I sweat for a little while. And then she turns around. She got all these cabinets back behind the building.
Mm-hmm.
She turns around, reach into the cabinet, get out a piece of paper, put it in front of me. She's, girl, can you just sign the date right there? I go, how easy is that? How easy is that? That took like 1 minute. How easy is that? Fast forward, that was just this morning. That was just like right now. How easy is that? And then now, and I know, God bless her soul, Billie Jean. I saw her earlier this week. She was in Billie Jean. What's her?
She runs a business off.
She runs that business.
HR, off. Yeah.
I saw her on Facebook somewhere. She was like, had, what's that thing she was in, Steve? She's going to
jury duty.
She had jury duty.
Jury duty, never
and,
fun.
And see, if you guys don't know our company, we've kind of scaled down a little bit, and it's just really Billie Jean doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I had
from
this
Milwaukee
problem,
and Madison,
right?
Yeah.
And I had this problem like since like for a minute. I
so you didn't
want
to push it, but you
well,
knew
when
you
I saw
needed
she was
to
in,
go.
I saw Billie Jean was doing jury duty. I go, dude, ain't no way I can go in at Billie Jean right now. She jury duty, man. She gonna knock me out. She gonna kick me out of the building. I gotta wait. You know, I can't go in there right now. Cause you know we got this new system here at work, and
sure.
Steve was happy enough to download it and send me over the app, and then I download the app, and I did, so I was
5-step
I
verification
was doing
this,
all
process,
5-step verification, and your face thumbprint. I did all that this morning.
Good work.
After I got back from the workout with the lady who just gave me a piece of paper, so I was trying to do all that today.
So you were already hot when you had
Man.
To do this.
And I called Billie Jean. She didn't answer. I go, oh, God. I called her like 3 times a day. She ain't answer. I know she heated. She got a lot going on. She ain't even returning my phone calls. I'm not trying to figure out like how I'm going to do this. I need my W-2. I got an appointment on Monday to take my taxes in. They need all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. So I tried to do all this by myself after I left the lady over there. So I just said, okay, whatever. And I left work. I left home early. I got the dog in the car. Hope nobody don't call Peter or nothing or whatever y'all call. Because I had to bring the dog over here early because the people were cleaning up my house.
So hold on, Maddie's just sitting in the
sitting
car?
Sitting in the car because I had the people clean up my house and I couldn't leave the dog
hey,
there because the dog
your,
running
go
around.
Take, don't, go take your dog home, man. We'll
and
be
the
fine.
The people that clean up my house, far. They're afraid of the dog.
Go take your
but
dog
But I had
home.
To get here early. I had to get here early to like somewhere to go see Billie Jean.
Oh, that's a wrench in the story I was not expecting, but
yeah,
I'm very glad
dog out of the car.
Very glad
I brought a bone. I got a bone
yeah,
in there.
She's fine.
I brought a bed, mm-hmm. So the bed's back there.
Probably snoozing, sure, cracked
yeah,
the window.
Windows cracked. It's like 39, 40
yeah.
degrees.
She's
good.
She's big.
Like,
she's warm, good. Probably.
Yeah, she's good. So I go, I got to get there early. I got it. So I walk in the front door, Billy, and who do I see? Billie Jean.
Billie Jean.
You know what she said?
I can't not your girl.
I can't help you now.
Can't do it.
I can't do it. I got a lot
can't
going
do
on,
it.
Gary. I got your text. I received it. She says, did you even try to get on? I said, Bill, I swear to God, I did. Look, here's my phone. Here's the steps. I've already gone through. I can't get in, blah, blah, blah. So we get down to Billie Jean's office. So we try to log in. Billie Jean can't get me in. That's when I felt good about everything.
Yeah, that's when you knew it wasn't just your
it
fault.
It wasn't just me. And then I had to use like these different, and then we had to call Chris Tarr. We had to get Chris Tarr down there. And then he had to.
He's our engineer.
Get it logged. Get Chris Tarr in. And then Chris Tarr had to get me logged in. Then I had to call Steve. Hey, Steve, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Get down there on time. This ain't going right. And then Chris Tarr then finally got us all figured out. Boom, boom, boom. We circle. We get in. Boom, there it is. Whew, I got my W-2.
Good. Now go take your dog home. We'll talk until you get back.
She's all right. I hate technology.
That's a big dog, man. You don't want your interior of your car chewed up.
No.
She's with him. She can't do it.
What you doing to him?
Can't do it. Can't do it right now.
I can't do it, man. I'm just starting to sweat now already.
Yeah, you are. No, I'm usually the only one that's sweating here.
You know,
I'm
like
sweating.
I really had a nice night last night, Billy.
Of course, watched the Bucks win.
Oh, I got home and I watched LeBron and Giannis pick the teams and all that kind of stuff. And I was saying to myself, self, you just don't know how like grateful like you really should be if you live in the state of Wisconsin to have like really the best guy in the world on your team in Giannis. And I don't know if I thought I could ever see that day. Been a Milwaukee Bucks. I can remember Steve years back slaving over this thing. I don't even know how he did 82 games when they were just so horrible. I remember Joker's going down a certain to Cole with things
paper
on
bags,
his head and all this kind of
again.
Stuff. And then we fast forward to where we are today and watching this guy on TV with LeBron James.
Make horrible draft selections.
But he did last year too, though.
Yeah, no.
This is way worse than last year.
He was not good last year. He then doubled down this year, and then. But hey, it was awesome to see, and he had a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it felt like he didn't. He don't
I also want to see what's in his notebook, man.
Yeah,
just kind of looked like a little diary. It's Nike basketball.
Yeah.
Today I had 36 points.
Yeah.
And drafted against LeBron.
I don't know what he was thinking when he was drafting Steve. It feels like he was saying, well, I'm going to be the man on my team, and everybody got to pass me the ball.
Well, I know one thing that he was saying, and yeah, that was one thing. He said, you're going to pass me the basketball.
Right.
Especially because they knew one person that was supposed to go on.
Real quick, I just want to thank Billie Jean and Chris Tarr for helping me get my W-2.
That was very nice of you.
All right, thank you. All right, go ahead. Just want to get that in. All right.
I'm between Kemba and Trae Young.
Wait, you don't want the dribbler?
I want somebody that's going to pass the ball. That's what I want. So I'm going to go with crossover killer, step back master, Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker. Yeah, nice decision. Thanks, Giannis. He was definitely fun. Gary, I'm really glad that this all has worked out for you.
Yeah.
That was,
I'm feeling good about it right now.
Hey, it's a good start to a Friday. Yes. We're 4 hours away from the weekend, so let's have some fun. 414-799-1250. And you got a lot to smile about last night. Sparky, 112-101. Bucks all over the 76ers, and it was a back-and-forth game early, but the physicality and the defensive effort from the Milwaukee Bucks, and oh, by the way, the best player in the world was able to take over that game and dominate the other one that said that he was the best center in the league.
Well, first off, I like the fact of how this Bucks team and their mentality is, and going into this game last night, you had a feeling that this wasn't going to be a normal regular season game, because Bucks pretty much made it known that since Christmas, they had this one circled.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
definitely,
They've been sitting here waiting on this game because they got embarrassed on national TV on Christmas by these Jokers, and it was payback time. So you knew they were going to come out ready to play. And Philadelphia, I mean, I heard parts of the show yesterday when I wasn't allowed on the air, and you all were playing sound of Ben Simmons and all these guys, and they sound like they're self-destructing. They're having all kinds of problems. So you knew they were going to come out, or at least that was the assumption I had, that they were going to come out and they were going to play hard. I really thought going into that game last night that it was going to have a playoff-like atmosphere, playoff-like feel to it. Like, it was going to be high emotions, pushing, shoving, maybe a little edgy and scrappy because both teams were trying to prove to each other how good each were. Not really. I mean, it pretty much felt like a game in which the Bucks were the better team. And it felt that way pretty much the whole game. And even when Philly made that run in the beginning of the fourth quarter, it still felt that way. Like, the Bucks were the better basketball team, and Philly's got a lot of stuff to figure out. And adding Alec Burke and Glenn Robbins in the third is not going to change my viewpoint on what Philadelphia is. I think, and I said before, I thought they had to make a major move in order to shake up the chemistry of that team. They didn't do it. They just added pieces to it. So I think you could pretty much scrap their season probably as far as any chance of going to the NBA Finals.
No, they're not doing
and
that. I don't
now,
know how they turn that around.
No, they don't. And so now I think it's looking at the offseason. They got to figure out how they're going to redo that roster. The roster is a problem. I mean, you could fire Brett Brown if you want, the head coach, and think that's going to fix it. That's not going to fix it. I mean, Joel Embiid talking about, I don't know if I should be out of the three-point line or not. I feel like if I'm not out there, then we have no spacing at all. Everybody's just crowding inside. If I don't pull a big guy away from the rim.
That's not your job. That's the coach's job to worry about.
But
your job is to go play basketball.
But, Billy, the problem is, I mean, if you just consistently read Joel Embiid quotes on the internet and from newspapers or watch him on TNT when he's on and that type of stuff all season, this dude does not know what he's supposed to be doing. Like, he is so utterly confused between Shaq saying whatever Shaq and Charles Barkley say. You got to be more aggressive. You got to be the man. You got to do what Giannis
he's
does if you want to take the next step.
He's got that. Yeah.
Then he's got, well, I got to be a good teammate. I don't want to be a ball hog. I want to share. I want to be within what the coach's offense is. Then at the same point, he's like, man, all these other teams got shooters. We got nobody now. I wish we had JJ back. And, well, I'm going to come out here and I'm going to try and shoot a couple and try and get us some more spacing and more three-point shots. He is so confused right
he's
now.
Messed up.
And when your best player is that confused and that messed up, you're dead. You're just dead. You're dead in the water. He does not know what he's supposed to be doing. He is so confused.
But there's a difference between not knowing what you're doing and then while not knowing what you're doing, then just stop playing. And there were a couple of times last night where he decided to pout in the middle of the game.
Definitely. And Shaq just completely made fun of him at halftime as well.
I have that for you on the other side of the break. It was tremendous. The breakdown at halftime was great because you had Giannis, who was just doing absolutely anything on the floor that he could, inside jumpers, little outside jumper, mid-range game that he was messing around with, even though the three-point line wasn't necessarily his friend early. And then you had Joel Embiid, 1-for-10 in the first half, sitting at the end of the bench, messing with his tape, and not really being clued in at all. And you had a story of two different organizations, a story of two different teams, but I also thought a story of two different cultures, which speaks to what is so impressive about this Milwaukee Bucks team. That I don't know what we're all missing, but they have some ingredients right now, Gary, that feel special to me. And 44-7, I understand the wins and losses are great, but around the league, it still feels like there's a lot of trepidation with the Milwaukee Bucks, and I feel like it is a special, special season, a special group that we're watching right in front of us.
You know, for some strange reason, you folks can say what they want, and it just feels like to me, on another level, a national level, Giannis is going to be the MVP. But I think a lot of these elite players don't believe in Giannis. Say what you want. Some of these retired guys, say what you want. I don't think they believe in Giannis. And here's what I mean by believe in Giannis. I don't think, and Steve may not like this, but I don't think they think that Giannis can win it, can take them all the way to the championship and win a championship. They think that he is this is what I heard this morning, that maybe he's a one-dimensional player, and then when the playoffs comes, it's a different ball game and people play you different, and the same thing that happened last year is going to happen this year. And I think that's what I kind of heard from, I believe was it Damon Jones maybe or somebody like that this morning on the Four Letter Network.
But in that all sense, that's great. And I understand that you don't like it if you haven't seen it before. But in the NBA today, they're not trying to play the 2017 Golden State Warriors or LeBron James with the Cavaliers. The NBA is wide open at this point. Right now, it feels like, to me at least, they're clearly the best team. But I don't know exactly what we're missing with this Milwaukee Bucks team. 414-799-1250.
Go ahead. But we saw this last year, though, right? Out of the Milwaukee Bucks. Were the Milwaukee Bucks the
best
team?
But last year it was a stunner, too.
But weren't they the best team in basketball last year?
60 wins, yes. They had the best record.
Right? And so what we're seeing this year is kind of what we saw last year. I mean, they're moving at a higher pace or at a better pace right now.
And Giannis is playing at a different level.
He's playing at another level because now he's hitting some threes, which he worked. I mean, you can see his game has evolved more than what it was last year. And that's why they're probably going to win 70 games. It's really, to me, is because Giannis has elevated his game.
He's playing better than any player has ever played in the NBA per 36-minute numbers that you want to go through. And the averages that he's going to put up, Sparky, I mean, 30 and 13 has only been done two different times from Elgin Baylor and Wilt Chamberlain. Like, the run that they're on, and you said it, the best player on their team is the best player in the league, or at least playing at the best player in the league level. I don't exactly know what we're missing around the league.
We got a tweet here from Bazooka DHB, who says, Brian Windhorst was on PTI the other day. He said he should have more faith in the Bucks because of all they have done, but like all the top teams in the NBA, they don't fear the Bucks. Celtics, Heat, Clippers think they can beat them in a series. Yeah. Got to earn that respect with a title. That's from Bazooka DHB.
And that's what's going on. And I think that's what's going on. And Giannis, to me, hasn't earned the respect because he doesn't have a title. And that's why you get the LeBrons and Kawhis and those guys. People from Milwaukee, we know what we see, and people from Wisconsin. But people outside of this, they don't believe. They know what Giannis is doing. They see the numbers and all that kind of stuff. And this is the best he's ever had in history and all that. But they're saying that his game will be slowed down when the playoffs come because it's a different game.
Well,
regardless of what he's doing.
Sure, right now. And we'll see about that because there's always a first time for
everything. We don't know.
Sure, right, and we don't know. And neither do they know. Or maybe they do know something that we just aren't seeing. What is it that we're missing with this Milwaukee Bucks team that's not garnering them the respect nationally that we believe they deserve at 44-7? 414-799-1250 if you want to join the conversation. But right now, guys, 5 to 7 o'clock tonight at Festival Foods in Hales Corners, you have the opportunity to drink free beer.
That's walking distance from here.
Yeah, I know. Free beer right over here.
I can literally walk there.
I'd be over there getting hammered at a grocery store, but I got to go work at the Milwaukee Admirals game tonight, so I just can't do that. With your Wisconsin Badger band, don't say it. Badger band on the ice tonight. They will all be safe, though.
That's like my favorite game.
Yeah, they will be safe, though.
Are they doing the fifth quarter?
If Steve doesn't antagonize me. If Steve doesn't antagonize me, I'm going to be okay.
Then you'll be safe? Yes. Yeah. Yes, they are doing the fifth quarter.
I think you forgot.
And they will
that
do it
really
on the
is,
ice.
That really is my favorite game of the year for the Admirals.
As everybody else here. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. So,
love that game.
And it's the first place Milwaukee Admirals, so why not join us? Unless you first want to stop over and grab some premium quality beer due to superior ingredients. That's Bofing Beer, a family-owned brewery since 1764 in the country of Luxembourg. And ever since then, guys, they've been brewing their beers to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. Everything you get in the lineup from the crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple, or the perfectly balanced Brune, all designed for the full flavor that does not fill you up. Here's a little secret about Bofing Beer. Unlike the other imports you're drinking, it's not owned by a gigantic corporation. It's not brewed by mass quantities. It's a family-owned business distributed in Wisconsin by a Wisconsin local company, and they're going to be out at Festival Foods tonight, 5 to 7 in Hales Corners, or tomorrow at Piggly Wiggly in Watertown from 11 to 2. If you can't go to either of those places, either Total Wine and More location has six packs available. Otto's Fine Wine and Spirits, excuse me, and Festival Fine Foods, along with Cafe Hollander and the Nomad and Revere's in Delafield. It's all drinking the boff this year with Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import, Bofording Beer. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What are we not seeing the Milwaukee Bucks that national guys are seeing, or are they not seeing the truth? Wendy's Big Show on The Fan.
Giannis is playing with force, and Embiid is playing SOF capital T right here. I'm saying, you know what? I'm not shooting no jumpers. I'm going right at you. Kevin McHale move right there. I don't care who you are. And look, I'm just going at you right now. I'm taking it to your chest. You're 7 foot, so am I, but you're still too little. Jump hook of the death. And right here on the other end, he's not playing with force. He's looking for the foul. He has a little band-aid on his little hand. Oh, he wants the ref to call the foul. The ref don't cut the foul, so he runs back on defense like a little baby, and then you let this guy score on you. I'm not being harsh. Listen to me.
That's pretty harsh.
That's Shaq last night at halftime. Bucks and Sixers. Bucks were up 3 at that point. Joel Embiid was 1 for 10, finished 6 of 26 from the floor.
And again, I don't like Joel Embiid. Let me be very clear.
You
like,
also don't love
he
Shaq.
Has, no, but he's on plenty of crap about Milwaukee and everything else Embiid. So I'm not a fan. But that crap there that Shaq did, that's not helping Embiid either.
No, it's not.
It's just going to get more into his head. And now he's going to get more pissed off and try to figure out what's going on. I'm telling you, that kid is so confused right now. Just so, so confused. He doesn't know what he's supposed to be doing. Brett Brown's telling him one thing. Fans and media are telling him another in Philadelphia. You got the national guys like Barkley and Shaquille saying another thing. got his teammates probably saying a whole different thing, and he doesn't know who to listen
to. That's what happens when you write checks that your ass can't cash. Well, and that's what he was doing. That's exactly what Baker Mayfield did in the preseason for the Cleveland Browns. And Charles Barkley had that comparison, too. When you want to run your mouth and say you're the best center in the game, when you believe that you're the best center in the game, then play like it. Go out and play your game. I get that you have a different – you're hearing one thing from the coach, you're hearing one thing from Ben Simmons, then go out there and be dominant. Then go out there and be the dominant player that you believe you are and you're telling everybody you are. I saw last night one team superstar playing at a different level intensity-wise, and the other one, yeah, he's incredibly talented. And Matt Velasquez and I talked about it after the game last night too. I mean, you go back and look at that draft where it goes Wiggins, Parker, Embiid, 1, 2, 3 – I don't know about you, Sparky, but I remember everybody fearing the Embiid pick for the Milwaukee Bucks. He's clearly turned into the best player, but I don't know if he's the best locker room asset that they would have been able to grab there.
That draft was Parker or Wiggins. And when we brought up Jabari, I said, I don't know if him and Giannis can play together on the floor. And I said, Embiid probably is the best fit of everybody, but he's hurt. And you're not going to be able to take him. So I wasn't mad they took Jabari. I was, whatever. That's fine. Great pick. Wasn't like I was on the air going, oh, go get Embiid. But what I was doing a couple years into the campaign, when all this talk of Embiid had blown up weight-wise, he couldn't stay healthy, maybe he was on the block, I'm on the radio going, give up your first-round pick, go get him. What does it hurt at this point? See if you can make something out of him. People, oh, I don't want him. He's always hurt. Why would you want him for? A lot of upside if you can make it work. And this whole NBA draft thing, look, that team's probably going to get schooled, Giannis's team. Okay, it is what it is.
But, in the All-Star game, they're going to get run.
But who knows? Who knows if this relationship that Giannis builds with Embiid, or if there is a relationship built with Embiid, doesn't come back and help Milwaukee later when Embiid has a chance to go somewhere else?
Well, Giannis takes Embiid last night with his first pick and then takes it to him for 48 minutes, well, 36, because that was the most that Giannis played all year. They just go right at somebody, and they have a different mentality than other teams in the league, it feels like.
Well, Giannis has a different mentality than Embiid. I mean,
Embiid hasn't had the Kobe stuff. No. Well, now either.
And that's,
didn't have the Garnett stuff. I mean, all that stuff.
That's what separates, really. I mean, it's not like Embiid doesn't have the talent.
Ton of talent.
But he just doesn't have the work ethic. That
mentality.
That Giannis, it's the work ethic. Then the mentality comes later. But most certainly, the work ethic to be in shape, the work ethic to want to be great, the work ethic in doing the things that want to be great. You can say, I want to be great, but there are certain things that go into greatness, and Giannis has it. I mean, he worked himself into that, and he saw Kobe. He wanted to be Kobe. Mm-hmm. He saw Garnett. But once again, I know you people don't like
Jason Kidd deserves all the credit
Jason
for that.
Kidd
yes,
opened his eyes to all this.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying.
Jason Kidd opened his eyes to Garnett, to Kobe. He opened his eyes to all, and not that Embiid doesn't have this at his fingertips too, because he does. But maybe he doesn't want as much as...
See, this is where I'm at on it, right? So...
And you folks say, what did Jason Kidd do for Giannis?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, but look at it from this perspective, Gary, right? So, for all these years prior to Jason Kidd getting here, Bucks have had some pretty good players in their history, right?
Yes.
That you could have went back to the roots to help, right? Could you have went back, again, different ownership group, center, club, whatever, could you have went back and got a Jabbar to come back and work with Bogut, or have Bogut go work with Jabbar being a former Buck and in the offseason and show him the ropes or whatever else. I don't understand for the life of me how Philadelphia has not reached out and came up with some type of deal with Charles Barkley.
The guy was begging it last night on the halftime
show.
I do
not understand how Barkley is not a consultant or something where he gets to come in and work with some of these young kids, instill the attitude, instill the mentality, and all of that stuff. I mean, his big, wide butt ain't going to do much running up and down a basketball floor at this point, but he can at least install the work ethic you need, the mentality that you need, how to watch film with Embiid. This is how you should have attacked this, and this is how you should attack that. That's all stuff that you have. He's a former Philly 76er legend. Use him. Like, I do not understand. This kid does not, to me, Maybe I'm wrong. He does not have that mentor, that role model NBA guy that you can turn. Giannis had Kobe, KG to a degree. He doesn't have anybody.
No, he doesn't have that
he
guy.
He needs That's somebody true. That he can turn to when tough stuff isn't going right, to turn to for advice, who he can work with in the summer for a week or two, that type of stuff. He needs that guy.
Yeah, selfishly, I hope he doesn't find it. Rob's in Waukesha. Rob, what are we missing that the national media is not getting about the Milwaukee Bucks?
So I definitely got some thoughts on the Bucks, but on Embiid last night, he doesn't need to have anybody giving him a clear strategy on his game to hustle up the court.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. The guy was loafing it.
Yep. That's exactly it.
Maybe he should start there. But on the Bucks, so three things everybody's missing. So, yes, the Bucks were a 60-win team last year, but they're on pace to be a 70-win team this year, and that's a monumental difference. I mean, that's the difference between 500 and a 50-win team, which was always the benchmark. So just on, like, the highest-level stats to try to say that, you know, oh, they're the best? Well, they're significantly better than they were last year just on a win platform. The second thing is the experience, and I think that shows on the defensive end more than anything, because defense is played as a team, and offense, for a large part in the NBA, can be played by individuals, but that's not the case on defense. And last night especially, you saw them come together and defend the heck out of the paint and really put the clamps on the Sixers. And they've been doing that all year, which I think is one of the reasons that they've jumped up to 70 wins. But maybe most importantly is the difference in Giannis and how they're using him. They're using him as a screener to initiate the offense instead of him just dribbling the ball up the court into a wall of defenders, mm-hmm. which is what we saw against Toronto. It's much more imaginative on offense. When you say they're just going to do the same thing on defense, give me the same offense, like, you haven't watched the Bucks at all, national media. You have no idea what you're talking about. They're utilizing him in different ways. He's got more tools to his game, and we could talk about that, you know, for days. But those are the things I see that are way different than – and the Bucks don't need any respect. They need to go out and earn it. So it doesn't matter to me one way or the other.
All right, thanks.
It's funny to see people who don't watch. Yeah.
Thanks for the call. And that seems to be a common thing on Twitter as well. Deer Tracks Basketball tweets at the fan. They don't watch them. Case in point, Bartley said they will lock up the first seed early and will need to rest players so they don't play 45 minutes a night. Nobody on this team averages over 31 a night. They don't watch, plain and simple. And that very well is probably true. Frank tweets at the fan, all the same people who took Boston last year over the Bucks are saying the same thing. Once again, they will be wrong.
Now, there was one guy from Boston that definitely is not buying the Milwaukee Bucks. And good work for our guy Evan Heffelfinger going right at him last night on Twitter.
A guy from the Sports Hub in Boston. Runs a gambling show, claims he's really good at it, whatever.
I said he just doesn't buy the Bucks.
No, thinks it's Boston and Philly at the end, and I mean, that's fine. Like, everybody's going to have their own opinion. The Boston arrogance is just consistent no matter who you talk to out there. Correct. So I'm not really surprised by that.
I like a little bit of Milwaukee arrogance, though. Go right back at him.
But I mean, guys like that, I mean, I hope he understands this town is ruthless on Twitter. So just remember, y'all get the Bucks and you lose in this series, you are going to just get annihilated from this fan base.
Sure. Kind of like what happened last year. 414-799-1250. What are we missing that the national media is seeing on this Milwaukee Bucks team? Or what are they not seeing? Maybe that's also the question, too. That can be answered at 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Switch to some Packers football talk coming up at 3 o'clock in a remembrance of the 2019 season. How will it be, and how will it sit for you? How will you remember the group that was the Green Bay Packers in 2019? I know how we'll always remember Dean Murray as platinum. The awesome. Absolute game changer.
Right, platinum. That's what Dean Murray's all about, guys.
Never see him loafing up the
Go
court.
Go check my good friend out today, Dean Murray. 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield off of Blue Mile Road in Tri-City next to National Bank Building. And a third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, you want to get the most money for your old gold jewelry, then it's going to be at the Jewelry Center.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for that diamond ring to pop that question on Valentine's Day, and I was just alerted that it's going to be Friday. Not this Friday, not today, but next Friday.
Next Friday, a week from today.
Dean's got that diamond ring, guys, waiting for you.
Yeah, go in there right now today.
Go in there.
Now.
If you guys want to go ahead and shop around, go and do that. I'm just trying to see. I'm all about
wasting your
time. I am. Yeah. Time is money. I don't have time to do all that.
Amen to that.
If you listen to me and you want to save on a piece of jewelry, then just go straight to the jewelry center. I have had other family members have done this because they didn't actually. But family members now they didn't believe me that Dean Murray is going to give you the most money for your old gold jewelry and that he was going to give you the best possible deal on a piece of jewelry. I've got people who had time to go do this. I don't have time to do this. I'm sending you to the right spot right now, and that is the Jewelry Center. The owner is Dean Murray. How many people that you know that are doing endorsements and that are telling you what the owner's name and telling you to go see him? Not very many. Go see him today, Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, the Fan talking Bucks basketball. And why is the talk not more on the Milwaukee Bucks and the greatness that they have? What are we missing? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
I think a lot of teams, they're, you know, getting players so they can, you know, play against us, they can guard us better, they can just, you know, do better against us. But, you know, I think we're the best team in the NBA, we have the best record in the NBA. I think there should not be, you know, any change, and thank God it wasn't.
That's Giannis's reaction to no moves being made by his Milwaukee Bucks at the trade deadline. Everybody that we talked to yesterday here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, the Fan, seemed to be rather happy that there were no moves at the trade deadline for the Milwaukee Bucks. But across the national circuit, it appears there's still a lot of doubt with this Milwaukee Bucks team. What are they seeing that we're missing? 414-799-1250. Let's go to Cedarburg, say hello to Phil. Phil, what are we missing?
Well, I just don't think a lot of these guys, I think you guys nailed it, a lot of these guys don't watch the game. And I mean, not too many national people live in Milwaukee and kind of live and breathe the Milwaukee Bucks, you know. But I don't think they're getting disrespected. I think people generally consider them the best team in the NBA. But, you know, they got to prove in the playoffs. They were probably the best team in the NBA last year, but we didn't win it. So,
true.
You know, you got to win it in the playoffs. And, you know, I sometimes watch the Bucks and I almost feel like they're a victim of, like they're too good. And the referees kind of call a lot of bogus calls on us just to sort of make the games closer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like the game last night, I felt like the first half, it was so one-sided, the calls, but that was just to keep Philly in the game.
Well, if that was it.
I am worried about the refs in the playoffs. That's a big worry of mine.
Appreciate it, Phil. If that was it, they did a very good job because Ben Simmons goes to the foul line last night, down 11 for the Philadelphia 76ers. The line was set at 9.5. So, I mean, if you want to tell me that they don't know something, yeah, good one. Sorry, Tim Donaghy's already gone, but let's not call a spade here. Let's be honest.
Well, I'm glad I don't gamble.
But he knows something. I'm sitting over here just sweating in the corner. Don Wachilis is in here. Dan Underberg, they're doing the college sports show.
Yep.
Just laughing, enjoying. I didn't even hear what they were saying because I'm screaming in the back. Are you kidding me? And with 23.9 left, you knew that it was done. And then luckily Ben Simmons is not a great foul shooter and missed both. And we were all happy for the over.
We all, you mean you, because nobody else in here probably had anything.
Everyone was happy.
Everybody was happy for Baby Towns.
Everybody was happy the Bucks won and covered. 112-101 victory last night against the 76ers. Al Horford last night, too. Spark, you talked about the way that they were playing and having Embiid back out on the foul line or back behind the 3-point line. Al Horford took 12 shots from beyond the arc last night, didn't make anything from inside. Their bigs were just so spaced out that there was really never... I mean, the Bucks' inside defense was stifling last night, but it appeared that after a while, the 76ers just quit on trying to go into the lane at all.
Yeah, well, because, again, the Bucks are so big inside. And I would think, I mean, I don't have all the rosters in front of me, but I would think they've got to be, what, top three biggest teams inside when you talk about...
76ers got to be up there, too.
Because, I mean, you've got Brook Lopez, Robin Lopez, Giannis, I mean, Dragon Bender, I guess, kind of, sort of. I mean, all those guys...
That's my guy.
That they could, I mean, you can use the six fouls, I guess. I mean, you can, from that perspective... they can throw a lot of length at you, and that really helps them when you're playing smaller teams. Like that Rockets team that's, you know, playing with a bunch of 6'6" guys right now. That's pretty that they were able to beat the LA Lakers. Long term, there's no way that team's going to the NBA Finals out of the West. There's just no way. I mean, it's fun for the time being until D'Antonio is done there and they have to rebuild that team again. But that's never going to work. You still need some size in this league to defend the rim, to grab boards, to do all that other stuff that you need to do. So, and eventually, when teams are blocking you and so forth, you're going to start getting frustrated, and then you're going to start settling for jumpers or getting careless with the basketball and trying to force passes when there is no lanes or getting balls tipped and so forth. And that's really where the Bucks excel at this point, getting that length of getting tip passes, getting block shots, frustrating the other team. By the time you get to that fourth quarter, teams just give up.
There is a difference, and there's a switch. You said it last year to me, and I thought about it right away. There is. There feels like there's a switch that they can just flip and put somebody away.
So here's another one. Spike Eskin. Who's that, baby Tosh?
The program director of WIP in Philadelphia.
He tweeted out last night, regardless of the outcome of this game, I truly believe that the Bucks are the most fraudulent great team in NBA history.
Fraudulent great team.
Right, meaning they're going to have 70 wins, really one of like three teams, and they're definitely not as great as what their record says.
No one's buying it. There's a lot of people in the NBA, now that's local, but outside of here, there's a lot of people in the NBA feel that way. And I think a lot of people don't believe in the greatness of Giannis.
Sure. And that's
if you really want to get down to it.
That's a lot of what it can be.
That's a lot of what it is.
When a lot of people used frauds for the Green Bay Packers this year, Gary.
They did.
What do you think the difference with that is?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you think a fraud is. I mean, if you don't get to the Super Bowl, is that a fraud?
If the Bucks get beat in the second round of the playoffs, they were a fraud.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes. Right? I would agree with that. So they're completely different levels, right? Because, people believe the Bucks are supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And nobody believed that the Green Bay Packers were supposed to be here.
Right.
It's a weird catch-22 in that sense, that it evens out, but does it ultimately.
Yeah, you see this?
That's what it is, yeah.
This is pretty funny. What's Slam Magazine took a picture of Brandon Jennings in a Bucks uniform, Giannis in his current Bucks uniform.
I saw that.
Slapping five or whatever. It says, true or false, prime Brandon Jennings and Giannis would have brought a ring to Milwaukee.
Yes, I would agree with
that. Yeah, it would have been closer than Brandon Jennings and Monte Ellis.
Yes.
414-799-1250. Totally. Brandon's in Whitefish Bay. He's up on the Fan. Brandon, what are we missing?
Hey, fellas. First and foremost, love the show. First-time caller.
Thanks.
Thanks for making the call.
You guys do? Yeah, man. I wanted to talk about George Hill.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
He hasn't even been playing, but I feel like his minutes when he's out there are hugely important for this team.
For sure.
Calms them down in stretches where offensively they might be struggling. Defensively, I think Reggie Miller commented how they're the oldest team in the NBA.
They're one of. They got a lot of vets, old vets, Corver, off of the bench.
Wes Matthews.
But none of them actually have a ring, which is interesting when you add the veteran presence to it.
Yeah, I like the addition of Wes Matthews. That guy's a hard worker on defense, and I just think George Hill, man, they got like the right veterans. You know what I mean? They have the right combination of young studs and savvy veterans. I think they're going to do it this year.
Appreciate it, Brandon. And that kind of mixture can be necessary. I know a lot of people, Spark, you wanted to jump off the Wes Matthews bandwagon, and I was not necessarily one that thought that he was going to be the end-all, be-all for you, but he's played well in these last couple of games. Last night, him going down and defending Horford on the block, you don't see a lot of two guards be able to have that kind of versatility and that kind of physicality to be able to do that. Can he do it for 82 games? He's done a pretty damn good job of it so far.
He's done better than I thought he was going to do when they got him. I mean, I was excited because I liked watching him play at Marquette, being a Marquette fan and a Wisconsin fan. So I was excited from that perspective. I just didn't know how much juice he really had left in him. And I mean, there's stretches he can't miss, and that is obviously huge. But the veteran leadership that goes along with that too, and then Kyle Korver being another vet, and the whole thing I brought up here, the way the call started was George Hill. George Hill is huge for this basketball team. I mean, we could talk about what happens if Eric Bledsoe gets hurt. What happens if George Hill gets hurt? I mean, that too. I mean, that is going to be just as big as most of the starters on this basketball team to lose George Hill. They need George Hill in the playoffs going down the stretch for sure.
Would have loved to have seen Dwayne Wade come home to try to get one with Giannis.
Wouldn't that have been amazing? Man, that would have been fun.
Right? Just before he retired. I'm going to come back to Milwaukee, play in this building right here, and let me get And he be the old guy, right?
For sure. And, ice in the knees all day.
Yeah. You know, every time he just sit out, he got ice and heat on him. And, right? I mean, because then he'd be the guy that had the championship and just trying to get one before he
got to. That's what's so interesting, because all the vets, no one does have the ring, which is strange.
Got to imagine D. Wade will be a part of the Pat Riley recruitment of Giannis process if it gets to that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he
no
will
doubt.
Be a part of that.
That
for
is the one
sure.
that is definitely scaring me now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nobody, the West Coast does not necessarily fear me. New York,
they've
no.
They've got young guys to go
Miami
with.
Miami scares me.
Tyler.
And he
Bam.
Also has Miami.
No taxes.
That's a big one, too.
No income
especially
tax.
When you're talking about 200 or $185 million difference between that and the tax that you're going to have to pay on your Supermax deal here. We talked to Ryan McDonough, too. And, Sparky, I know we're super late for a break, but it's been something that I've kind of gone back and forth with on the Supermax deal that they implemented now. It just forces free agency a year too early. And then also, it... How counterintuitive is it? Because if you sign the 4-year deal, and Ryan McDonough had the numbers to be able
Former
to back
GM.
It up, made a lot of sense. When you sign a 4-year deal, then you allow the salary cap to still inflate as it continues to, because it's a percentage that the players get instead of a set number. Yep. They get a divvy, a percentage of it. That cap is only going to go up. What he can sign for 4 years instead of five, he might be able to make close to that $50 million in his next contract if he goes elsewhere and doesn't sign the Supermax for a 5-year instead of a 4-year deal.
So what does he think he's going to do?
He thinks he's going to stay in Milwaukee. But he agrees with me that the bird rights and the Supermax have kind of not done exactly what the NBA had planned to initially.
Did you ask him if he doesn't sign the Supermax what he would do?
No, we did not get at that. We just said, after he said he was going to stay... I pumped my fist.
Yeah,
said,
go.
All right, let's go. Yeah, let's not anger anybody else. Let's not push our luck here at all. I already doubled up here on $4 on four.
To me, I mean, that is
not
a question.
Push it all on black.
For any former GM, that's what I'd want to know. If he doesn't sign the Supermax this summer, what do you do with 1 year left? What do you do? Do you roll the dice? Especially, hey, baby Tosh, what about this? What if they win the championship? He gets the ring that he told Milwaukee he'd get. Then doesn't sign the Supermax after winning the championship.
Yeah, which he shouldn't.
Okay, so if he doesn't sign the Supermax after winning the championship, you already have a ring with Giannis, but now there's a good chance he might leave after the next year. What then? Valentine's Day is coming up next week, and when it comes to flowers for your special person, make it Lockers Florist. That's a out-of-town online marketer. Lockers is locally owned, and since 1911, they've been creating joy in people's hearts with beautiful floral arrangements. Visit LockersFlorist.com now and find the right Valentine's arrangement to light your eyes up. From the modern love assortment, their Love You Forever option, featuring chocolate-covered strawberries and a plush teddy bear. Lucky in love, or let the Lockers floral experts customize an arrangement that says, I love you now and always, Billy. Visit LockersFlorist.com for details, or call them today at 276-7673. Sorry.
There
to ensure
go.
A timely delivery or pickup, or you can have it delivered early to her office. She'll be the envy of her coworkers who want to know where those beautiful dozen roses come from. Lockers Florist, of course. Call them today at 276-7673 or visit them at LockersFlorist.com.
When we started the show, you were calling Gary old boomer. You need some cheaters over there or what?
Well, when I started reading the phone number, I thought it was going to be like 262 area code.
Right.
And then I read 276. There's only four more numbers. I was like, wait. That's not the whole phone number. And then I realized it must be a 414 number.
Oh, well, that works out. Hey, it's all good, dude.
That happens.
Don't worry about it. It stuff happens, especially on live radio. 414-799-1250. What are we missing, or what are the national guys missing? Tim says the name Milwaukee on the jersey is why they don't believe it. But why do you believe the national media should believe in the Milwaukee Bucks? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show. Getting to some Packer conversation at the top
of
the hour.
What is Parker wearing?
Andre Drummond jersey. Celebrating his boy. Leaving the Detroit Pistons for pennies on the dollar. Brandon Knight and John Henson.
Dude, it's the Detroit Box.
Really? No, yeah, it's Milwaukee East over
Brandon
there.
Knight came here in the Brandon Jennings deal. He came here with Chris Middleton.
I was going to say, just call now, it the Chris Middleton trade.
Back
now.
You go.
I think that's one of the reasons why people don't buy into Chris Middleton. Because we still call the deal that brought him here the Brandon Knight deal. Let's put some respect on Chris Middleton's name. That's the Chris Middleton trade. No? No? Damn. That's a little
do
bit
what
of a
you
stretch.
Want. You're
no.
the host of the okay, postgame show, guys, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it's just no your problem. Baby.
We'll all right, yeah, we'll do that. We'll just talk to Grant on the north side, and I'll shut up. Grant, you're on the fan.
Yes. What's going on?
What's up?
Gary. Spark.
Hi.
Your question was why the national media don't believe it.
Wait, who is this?
This is Ram. For some Ram. Reason it said Grant. Ram. What's going on, Ram?
Why am I Grant?
I don't know. Maybe you're Grant Hill.
No, I wish.
All right, go ahead, Ram.
His bank account, at least.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
I say this. Y'all had that Ryan guy on
yeah, that
yesterday.
Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
He's the GM of the Suns.
Yeah, he was the former GM of the Suns, correct.
If I really want an analysis going on, I like listening to NBA TV. And I listen to Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, Lord. And please, if you are going to slam Ryan McDonough, please do not tell me Isaiah Thomas knows anything.
Listen to what I'm saying. I'm talking about players who have done it. Players who have put time in the gym. Players who have won and all that. Now, we're talking about evaluating talent. So I listened to Reggie Miller last night, and I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the optic thing is we don't have no legit number two. And that's still the question that's being raised. So you get to the playoffs, you got to at least have two guys that can get you 40, 50 points a night.
So tell me something. Giannis. Ram, tell me something. If Giannis wins two or three rings in Milwaukee with Middleton and Bledsoe as his two and three, is he going to get more credit than all these other guys that did it with Bosch and Wade and Thompson and Draymond and Durant and that? So he's going to get elevated praise because nobody believes Middleton and Bledsoe are that good.
I think they're all going to be lifted up equally.
So then he won't get elevated praise. But right now, he's being doubted
right now,
because
no,
of it.
They're not getting it right now. No, right. They're not getting it. And the reason being is those players you mentioned were perennial all-stars with their respective teams before they even went to Miami and these other places. And then you got to look at it, too. They saw these players play in the NCAA tournament, put work in. So the sports media and basketball on the old-school side, the people that really watch the game, that's what they look at. And Bledsoe Middleton was one of them guys.
Well, Middleton was hurt, and Bledsoe was a one and done. I appreciate it, Ram. And you go to an Eric Bledsoe, he was a blue blood kid, a Kentucky guy, and Chris Middleton was bound to be a top 15 pick, then had an injury at Texas Tech and still or Texas A&M and still decided to come out. And to his point, though, it is one of the reasons why I always thought that Giannis got a little bit less credit than he deserved because a lot of people just didn't see him learning the game early on. The same way a lot of people did in America.
I'm going to disagree with what he just said.
Go ahead.
I'm going to disagree from this aspect. I think if Giannis and the Bucks win two or three rings, and tell me if I'm wrong, Gary, I still don't think people are going to give Middleton and Bledsoe due.
No, they
I
will.
I still think it's going to be unbelievable that Giannis is able to win despite what he has around him.
If he gets two or three, no. No.
So yeah, then
it'd be all about Bledsoe.
So then Middleton would be talked like Klay Thompson is talked and that type of stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about
it. Well, I think closer to like Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Those are Hall of Famers.
Well, if they win two or three rings, they're going to have a chance to be in that same boat. Klay Thompson's the best shooter of the generation. I mean, like, you're talking about going into another stratosphere there, too.
That's why I just don't think it's going to happen. But maybe. I mean, Middleton's on two all-star teams because of it, I guess, but...
Well, is Kyle Lowry elevated now in national conversations because he's the reason why Kawhi was able to get over the top in Toronto?
No, Siakam is.
That's a good point.
Not Kyle Lowry.
Mike's on the south side. Wrap this conversation up with Mike on the south side. You're up on the fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks for making it.
You know, Giannis is the reigning MVP. Sports Center should have him on every segment. He should be starting. His face should be there. Every play, he's got a top play. And plus, we haven't even lost back-to-back games all year. We lost one and then three. Wins was the show. The Bucks should get the most recognition out of any NBA team, better than the Lakers. They have just the best team. They're the best.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. And maybe it'll come. Once the NBA Finals come and you end up getting the ring that you're supposed to win, then a lot of that credit would come, I would believe. And then next year, maybe we're having a completely different conversation inside these Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, that maybe the Bucks take a step back and they're getting too much love because of what they just did a year ago today. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. We're going to be leapt upon by Leroy Butler here coming up shortly. Coming up next, though, a conversation. Jim Ozarski wrapped up the 2019 Green Bay Packers season. And I want to know from the guys in the studio and you at 414-799-1250, how will you remember the 2019 Green Bay Packers? 414-799-1250. We're back after this on The Fan. And Steve Sparky Pfeiffer has a deal for you that will just make your living room the best place in the world.
AT&T and DirecTV, a beautiful marriage. TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. I love my DirecTV. You got that DVR that goes along with it. Get you about 1,000 hours of recording time on your DVR. It's beautiful, especially when you have kids, right? Choice package you get with your DirecTV. Fox Sports Wisconsin, favorite baseball and basketball teams. NBA League Pass for no additional charge the rest of the year. And $200 in Visa cards. Good wherever Visa is accepted. But wait for it. They can do even more for you now. Sight & Sound Solutions can offer you a U-verse bundle. The new AT&T fiber internet. AT&T wireless phones. If you want it, they got it. Basically, the entire lineup of AT&T services. And as an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, well, they can help you with that too. Would you rather call a 262 number? Talk to my guy, Al, has been doing this stuff for over 15 years. Of course you would. Customer service unmatched, I say. Sight & Sound Solutions, a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call them right now, 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500.
How will you remember the 2019 Green Bay Packers? We'll ask our two former Packers next on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.